Hollywood directors in race row. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Two of Hollywood's top producers are in the middle of a race row that has involved them trading insults. Spike Lee and Clint Eastwood have exchanged words over what Lee described as an absence of black soldiers in two World War II movies directed by Eastwood. Lee, a student of history, criticized Eastwood's films about the American invasion of the Japanese island of Iwo Jima. He said it was sad that so many black American soldiers gave their lives in the invasion, and that there was not one black face in either of the films. Thomas McFatter, a black U.S. Marine involved in the attack, agreed with Lee. He said, "Of all the movies that have been made of Iwo Jima, you never see a black face. This is the last straw. I've been insulted. We still have a strong underlying force in my country of rabid racism." The war of words started after comments Eastwood made in an interview in Britain's Guardian newspaper. He took offence at Lee's criticism that his movies were for whites only, and said Lee should shut his face. In reply, Lee reminded Eastwood that slavery had ended, saying, "First of all, the man is not my father, and we're not on a plantation either. He sounds like an angry old man right there." Lee also attacked the American movie industry. "I know the history of Hollywood and its omission of the 1 million African-American men and women who contributed to the Second World War. Not everything was John Wayne, baby," he said. Eastwood mocked Lee in the same interview by joking that in his new movie about South Africa, he was not going to make Nelson Mandela a white guy.